And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa, and we're in the Marty 1090 studios with Mr. Bob Dawson, who's a travel insurance expert and an avid angler. We've been talking some fishing, and we have some fishing to talk about here. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind-stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is going to be a really cool show.
Yeah,
dude.
It's really fun. You know, we have a kind of a different twist to Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Going to be a lot of fun and a lot to talk about, too, in addition, because there's so much fish going on. Here I was in Florida all week and heard about it all. I saw Ali from BD Outdoors on the floor of iCast yesterday, and I looked at him, and I just go, dude. We're missing it. He goes, I know.
But you know what,
but we got to get it done.
And this year, I think we're in for this. I think we're in for this week for the rest of the year. I mean, I do. It's just, man.
The switch flipped.
It's on.
Yeah,
it's on.
There's a lot of opportunities for anglers that they've never had in their lifetime.
That's right.
5 miles from the coast, 3 miles from the coast.
I had Thursday off, and, you know, like we typically do, day off, we're going to plan, okay, what are we going to go to fish? And for one of the first times ever, it's like, all right, well, do we want to go catch that really good yellowtail that's been going on the coast? Do you want to go offshore variety and catch a bunch of tuna? Or do you want to do what we did and opt for something that we knew we probably would not be successful in, but how do you not just target them? And so we just put the blinders on and tried to catch those big bluefins, and in a 1 day period, just a couple of miles off the beach, and we had 6 different spots of those giants around the boat. I mean, true, you know, 100 to 200 pounders, yeah, rolling around the boat. And we're talking just literally, I mean, you can see car. When you're in your binoculars and you look east, you can see everything, every car, every train going up North County, people on the beach. It's crazy,
unbelievable.
Dude. It's crazy.
Yeah. Pretty awesome experiences for anglers. And if you're lucky enough to get one that wants to bite,
right,
you're in for the ride.
It's so cool,
yeah,
dude.
Big ride.
So cool.
Yeah, and you can thank me for this. I don't know what it's like up in Orange County in L.A. for our listeners up there, but it's thunder, lightning, and pouring rain in San Diego right now.
It feels so tropical outside.
Tropical,
you get that weird, humid, warm, and
yeah,
it's pouring rain, and it's thunder and lightning. It's wild.
Yeah. And you can thank me for that, because I left Orlando at 5 o'clock last night, and it was exactly like this when I left.
So you brought
Except
it.
Without the pouring rain, but fortunately without the lightning, because the plane probably wouldn't have left the ground. It was lightning like
right
this way this morning. But our guest in the studio this morning, Bob Dawson. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, great
Bob,
to have you,
me.
Bob. And it's just terrific having a guy like you. Tracy Toussaint, our friend from the Royal Star, called me up and said, you got to have this guy on the show, because he really knows his stuff when it comes to fishing and travel insurance. And so tell us about kind of your history in the fishing world there. You date back to the days of fishing with Bill Poole, Ralph Michelson, and the like of them, huh?
Yeah, you know, Ralph Michelson and Bill Poole are two guys that I've known for many, many years. And I've probably fished at least 15 big fish specials with Ralph Michelson.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just a prince of a guy. What a gentleman he is. And, of course, Bill Poole is legendary. And matter of fact, earlier I was telling Pete, I said, you know how I got hooked on this long-range fishing? Back in 92, I had met Bill Poole at Safari Club. He started the San Diego chapter. And I said, you know, I want to take my son on a 5-day fishing trip. He says, well, we're just getting back from a Clipperton trip. He says, why don't you come down and see what we caught? Well, when I got down there and I looked on the deck of the XL, and it had all these wahoo and giant yellowfin tuna, and it was just unbelievable. I said, we don't want that 5-day trip. We want one of these.
I want to do that. I want to go do that.
Yeah. So he said, okay, if you can leave 2 weeks earlier, he said, I got a 16-day going out. And we got on it, and we had the trip of our lives. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So you get hooked on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
it gets under your skin. You got to go.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. Yeah, I loved it. No, we ended up, since then, I've made 35 trips 15 days or longer.
Oh, wow.
That's how hooked I got. You know, I tell you, it's just so much fun because, you know, every meal you got an ocean view. You got chefs preparing.
Yeah.
I mean, what about Drew on the Royal Star?
Oh, man.
That guy is
he
incredible.
He could be a chef in any of the finest 5-star restaurants in the world.
Easily.
Yeah.
And then Nestor, you know, his assistant
oh,
chef.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean.
And that's true throughout the fleet. I mean, there's just so many great chefs, but Drew's certainly something special. Yeah.
Well, he is, but the thing is, every meal that I've had on any of the long-range boats is as good or better quality than I've had in any restaurant.
Yeah, no doubt about
Hands
it.
Down.
Plus the view and then the recreational
exactly
opportunities that come along with that restaurant.
Nothing
are pretty darn
like
good,
it
too.
Yeah, I should say.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So now tell us, so you're also a big hunter, Safari Club International, and you just shot a giant elk this past year, right?
Yeah, I got lucky. 13 years of putting in tags for Arizona, and I drew a really good tag out of a 3A, 3C unit. They have a very limited number of bull tags. But I got lucky and took my bow and arrow and ended up getting a big 7x7.
Wow.
With a bow and arrow.
Yeah, but I was lucky. I missed him at 55 yards, shot right over his shoulders, and then we chased him another mile. He had 7 cows with him. He's going down a cedar-lined ridge going into a canyon below. We come around a corner, and we see a big 6x6 standing in a little 10x10-foot opening. My guide goes, he's 47 yards. I draw back. I get ready to shoot. All of a sudden, the 7x7 that was out of our
same
view
one
chases the 6x6 out of the opening, and he's standing there broadside. And I shoot, and I'm already drawn back. I get him. You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you
how
know
cool.
luck. What an experience luck. That is. How many pounds does a bull like that weigh?
Well, I would say probably around 600.
Whoa. Yeah, see, not,
that's wild.
I would love to do that. I'm
sure.
Not a hunter,
oh, yeah.
But that would just be really
just
pretty dope.
Outdoor
cool.
adrenaline and yeah. hearing those things bugling at yeah. you, nothing.
Plus the eating opportunities with elk is just like nothing like that, for sure.
Incredible.
So what about tuna? What's your big tuna? What have you done in the tuna world on these long range
well,
trips?
Well, I've been lucky on these tuna, but lucky in a sense that I've caught a lot over 200 pounds, but I've never caught that holy grail 300 pounder, mm-hmm. and that's still on my wish list.
That's right,
like
so,
all of us, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Rick and I were talking earlier, and one of his friends, who's a very good fisherman, but made his first long range trip, gets a 340,
yeah.
and four over
Darn
two.
Yeah,
right. Screw that guy.
Yeah, unbelievable, and it can happen. Several people that have gone on
sure.
their first long, look, Steve Pernard. I think he's a Steve Pernard, I think,
first
was his
trip,
first
three,
long-range
yeah.
trip. He got a 300-pounder from Dana Landing.
Yeah, and we heard that story that Roy was telling us earlier this year on the Royal Polaris, where a guy had never caught a fish over 30 pounds before, and on his first day caught a 100-pounder, and his second day he got a 200-pounder, on his third day he got a 300-pounder. You
yeah.
know, it just happens.
It just happens.
And, you know, one thing we see, too, I know I talked to a lot of people in the tackle store that talk about a big fish like that, a 300-pounder. Oh, I could never do that. That's not something I can do. I see all the time on our Royal Star long range trip that we do on a guy that fishes local a lot, a half day, three quarter day, one day regular guy that goes all the time. Way more often than not, those are like the highliner guys than somebody that maybe goes once or twice a year on a big fish trip, because they, I mean, long range big tuna fishing is no different than smaller fishing in terms of getting the bite. Now, certainly, you know, obtaining the skill and, you know, technique to land a big one is different, but in getting a bite, it's picking out a sardine and getting it away from the boat.
That's
and a
right.
guy that fishes half day twice a week fishes 2,000 more baits a year than a guy that goes once a year on a big fish
There's
trip.
No
it,
doubt
and
about
you see
it.
You see it all the time. It's
you
so
can do
much
it.
Fun. You can
it's
totally
basically
do it.
Everybody
That's
can
exactly
do it.
What
yeah.
I'm saying. You're right.
So the way we hooked up with Bob is you're an insurance expert and you specialize in travel insurance because like we have to do, you do a lot of field research. You have to go out and research these trips and go on these trips and check out the opportunities for anglers to buy travel insurance,
right? I'm sure there must be
right?
a tax write-off here.
Yeah. So tell us about what it's all about. So Tracy was telling me on the Royal Star they offer like a travel insurance package as well as other long-range boats. How does that work?
Well, what we do, and a matter of fact, Royal Star has a brand new website. And a matter of fact, Chad, who's her IT guy, is putting our new link up on there. It'll probably be on there sometime today or by Monday, I'm sure, at the latest. But basically, the way the travel insurance works is that, let's say you're going on a $3,000 fishing trip, and you want to insure that trip just in case you have to cancel. I mean, you could get the flu. Somebody in the family could pass away. You could break an ankle. I mean, I've heard everything that can happen on trips being canceled.
Sure.
So you want to be able to get 100% of your money back. And basically, that's what these do. And to figure the cost, you can go on our website, safariglobaltravel.com, and you can get a quote right on there and even apply online. But basically, you're looking at about 5% of the trip cost. So you get a $3,000 trip, you're going to be looking at probably $150 to $180 if you're between, like, age 35 to 59 years old. Now, it does go up as you get older.
Sure.
But the main thing is, it's not just trip cancellation insurance, it's also trip interruption insurance. Matter of fact, we just processed a claim. We actually paid the guy back more money than he paid for the trip.
Really?
Yeah. He ended up pulling his back out the second day of a 15-day trip, right?
Okay.
So on a 15-day trip, you're traveling 7 days. You got 8 days of fishing. So the second day, pulls his back out. He can't fish tuna anymore. The trip interruption benefit is 150% per day of the trip cost. Now, here's the beauty of it. They don't count the travel time. So you get a 15-day trip, but really you only have 8 days of fishing, right? So let's say this trip was $8,000. Well, at 150% a day, you're getting back $1,200 a day.
Wow.
No
for
kidding.
The days you can't fish.
Sure.
Now, they're not just going to take your word for it. We do need a letter from the captain. If you can't make the trip because you broke your ankle, we're going to need a letter from your doctor.
Of course, right.
But that's how it works, and it's a package. It includes baggage insurance. if you lost some tackle or
flying
you got
in for your trip, whatever.
Yeah, a lot of other benefits come with that, and you'll be able to see that on SafariGlobalTravel.com. You can take a look at it yourself.
Yeah,
and we offer several companies.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when you talk to the Tracys, the girls in the RP office, everybody the book, they all just so overwhelmingly just encourage everybody to do this because they've seen it. You know, and Bob, you said exactly, things happen that you don't foresee happening, and it's so little money to cover you on something that you just, you know, I mean, this is a major investment, and if it's the week before, and like you say, you get the flu, or you get something that's not going to prep you, you get it all back, and it just doesn't work that way if you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they can't fill your spot, you're out that money.
They're a business just like anybody else, and, you know, if they have the ability to fill your spot, well, then, of course, they want to get your money back, but, I mean, they can't.
But not a lot of people can just drop and go at a short notice.
Sure,
so
exactly.
What about, let's say we're taking people to Alaska, to Whaler's Cove Lodge in Alaska. We have a group going in August, and let's say something happens to one of our group, and they can't fly, they can't get to Whaler's Cove the week before we go. How do you have insurance that covers that kind of trip?
Yes. And here's the real key on this travel insurance. And most people will not read the fine print. I understand that. I've been licensed for 38 years in insurance.
Wow.
So, I know people don't read the policies. But really, the most important thing you can
do. Kind of like reading the instructions.
You're literally
like
talking
manual,
about
right?
me as we speak. Like, yeah. He's looking right at me, knows that that's
like
the case.
Reading the manual,
you might as well
right?
have said,
huh?
Rick, I realize you're not going to read the fine print. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about as exciting reading an insurance policy as it is watching somebody knit. Yeah. So we know that's not going to happen, right? But the most important thing is when you make your initial trip deposit, that within that 15 days that you get your trip insurance within that 15 days so that you get the free extra coverages that you're not going to get later. And the most important one is pre-existing medical condition coverage. That means anything you've seen a doctor for in the previous 6 months or a family member. I had one of our passengers had to cancel a trip because his wife had a stent put in her heart. His trip's leaving 3 days away. She's having heart problems again. He has to cancel. He didn't buy the trip insurance within that 15 days of his initial trip deposit. He didn't get any money back. The boat couldn't fill his trip. I mean, it's impossible for these boat owners to fill a long-range trip on a short notice.
It doesn't necessarily have to be you that has the illness. If somebody interrupts your trip, a family member interrupts the trip and you have to cancel because you need to take care of him, that's covered too.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What if you have an elderly parents and, you know, you have to stay there to take care of them because something's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, guys that I know that are going on these long-range trips, they're not canceling this trip no possible way unless they die.
Yeah.
And so they go, hey, I know I'm going, so I don't need this insurance. Well, what if something happens and, like, you get the flu or somebody in
what
the
if
family's
you die?
Got a problem? And what if you die?
I'm with you, though, for such a little cost on such a major investment. You know, a guy like me, I've got to save a fair amount of money. I work real hard at saving to go on something like that. It's such a little cost that how do you not? How do you not do it?
I think a lot of people just don't even understand the real benefits of it. And if you have to cancel a trip, it's nice to get 100% of your money back.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you look at the long-range boat, the cancellation schedules, they typically want 90 days on a trip that's up to 7.5 days. And if you're going to cancel a trip that's up to over 8 days and longer, they need 180 days to cancel to be able to fill. Now, in most cases, and as good as the fishing is, most of these trips are filled.
But a point I want to make, it's not just, you specialize in the long-range fleet, but it's not just, like if somebody's going to Costa Rica, somebody's going to Alaska, somebody's going to Panama, and they want to, you cover that too.
Yeah, and, you know, a guy that makes multiple trips, the plan that I like the best, the one that I have, it covers $1,500 in trip cancellation insurance, but it covers for a whole year.
Whoa.
For as many trips as you make, you only have to be 100 miles from home, and then all the benefits kick in. You get $100,000 in medical evacuation coverage. You get $10,000 in medical coverage. Because you're in a foreign country, a lot of them don't accept U.S. insurance.
Yeah, you got to pay cash.
This way they pay first. Yeah. Now, that's why it's important, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. We
that's
talked
a great
about
call.
That
yeah, I didn't know that.
Emergency evac insurance, which I have, but after talking to Bob, I'm going to be switching the policy. I have a policy through the Safari Club, but through NRA. And you join NRA, and then they offer this EA Plus insurance, $89 a year pretty cheap, but it has emergency evac where if you're in a foreign country, you get sick and they fly you out. But it's not kind of like that. I didn't read the fine print,
yeah,
right?
There you go.
Because, you know, it's the old story. You get what you pay for, right?
Well, here's the thing. If you got the Travel Right annual plan with Travel Guard, and by the way, we guarantee the lowest prices as well. So you're going to get the best price available. Remember, this is insurance. It's very highly regulated. The insurance companies pay us anywhere from 5 to 20% commission to sell their products. So whether you buy it directly from them or you buy it from Dawson and Associates at Safari Global Travel, it doesn't make any difference. You've got to pay the same price. But the big advantage here is you've got a guy like me that's also a long-range fisherman, right. So it's insurance for a fisherman from a fisherman. Here's the advantage to having the Travel Guard annual plan as opposed to the NRA plan. When that NRA plan first came out, and by the way, I'm a very staunch member of NRA, renew my membership every year. I'm a big Second Amendment guy. Bottom line, I saw that for $89, and I go, okay, I'm going to have to call them, and I'm going to get appointed, and we're going to start selling these plans because I love the NRA. But then I found out that it's only hospital-to-hospital evacuation. So if you're on a mountain somewhere and you break a leg, your friends have to get you to the hospital first, and then they'll fly you to your home hospital.
So they're not going to evac you. So if I'm on a fishing trip and I'm at Katmai Lodge or I'm at it's somewhere in a remote part of Alaska, they have to get me to King Salmon into a hospital, and then they'll fly me from a hospital there. They won't land and come and pick you up at the
location. There's no helicopter picking you up on the side of the lake.
Right, yeah, it's really important because, you know, I started this because we had so many of our Safari Club members making hunts over to Africa. And so I started, okay, I'm going to start getting some travel insurance for these guys because they need to be evacuated out of a jungle.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, and it needs to be happening right now.
Oh, I had one of my clients, okay, he's hunting crocodiles over in Tanzania, shoots a croc. They're walking down the riverbank, and it looks like just grass, right? Anyway, he falls into about a 10-foot-deep elephant wallow and shattered his ankle.
Oh, geez.
I mean, he was on crutches for 6 months afterwards. But the bottom line is we got him to Johannesburg, South African hospital there. He stayed in there for 3 weeks because, see, you can't necessarily go fly back home because you could get blood clots.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, he had to be stabilized enough. Ultimately, we ended up flying him back here to San Diego with a nurse on a plane, first class. So it worked out.
And the insurance you provided covered all of that for him.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And the hospital stay in Johannesburg.
Yes.
Which is another important thing,
right?
There, right?
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine a few weeks in the Johannesburg hospital being real cheap.
Well, it actually, compared to the U.S., it's very cheap. Yeah. I think the bill was only like $21,000.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing here would have been well over $50,000.
Oh, yeah, at least. Yeah,
you know, so, so when you get your medical coverages and medical evacuation coverage, it all comes as a package. Typically, like on a trip cancellation policy, we'll recommend the Gold Travel Guard plan because it has a lot of benefits. It really fits what most people need for a long-range fishing trip.
Sure.
And it comes with $25,000 in medical. Everything starts to double, though, if you get it within that first 15 days. Now you got $50,000 in medical coverage.
It
doesn't cost you anything.
That's the type of stuff that none of us would have ever known how important it is to. I mean, I've known about travel insurance and always think it's a good idea, but I would have never known how important it is to get it within 15 days of your. I mean, why would it make a bit of difference in your mind? So that knowing that is huge.
Yeah, when you book the trip within 15 days of you booking the trip is what you're talking about.
Initial deposit.
Your initial trip deposit.
Yeah. So and Bob is the guy that basically insures all the boats, the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star.
All the
different boats throughout the fleet, right?
Yeah, we're primarily our agency. We have a small agency in La Mesa, and it's about 12 miles from the landing. But we primarily are commercial insurance agents. We do workers' compensation, general liability. We do a lot of marine insurance. We do a lot of the lobster skiffs, the albacore boats, the squid light boats, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You insure everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's known, is my point, is he's known throughout the industry as a guy that you can trust and that you can go to. So we got a lot to talk about here.
And as you can hear, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have Bob on the show. Something a little different. Let's Talk Hookup. But we also have a lot of fishing to talk about. So as you can hear, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and I want to hear about all the new stuff you saw at ICAST. And we want to hear from you this morning. There's a lot of great stuff going on right now. Good catch reports. Such cool fishing. Give us a call this morning. Participate in the show because we want to hear from you. Two ways that you can do that, too. If you want to reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, first try our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both available. If you want to get through, we want to hear from you. And not only are we talking insurance and talking fishing, and as you hear, talking everything else. It's going to be a very fun show. We have also got a really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. So just for calling, participating, Let's Talk Hookup, being a part of the show, one lucky caller is going to get a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi frame, which is the frame that I have on right now. The Piahis is one of my favorites. It's a perfect blend of a little bit of wraparound so you don't get any of that light coming in the sides, a big lens so it's got good coverage but not too big. I love it. It's my favorite.
It is a good
style. The Piahi frame in a matte black frame and that bronze HCL lens. This is like my favorite pair.
That's the
first pair of glass. And now there's a lot of different glass that fit a lot of people at the store when somebody comes in, but this is always the first one that I hand somebody just because I can say, well, this is the one that I wear. Start with this, and then we kind
of
adjust. Well, I like a little bigger. I like a little smaller.
Most popular.
Yeah,
styles.
Really cool pair. Again, Piahi frame, matte black with that great HCL bronze lens and that super thin glass. We want to thank Maui Jim for letting us give away that awesome pair of glasses. So again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone call. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Unistrut, the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing is the time and money-saving alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest supply of Unistrut at Jobsite Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Time to talk about great products from Shimano. And just coming back from the ICAST convention in Orlando, Florida, congratulations to Shimano once again. takes a lot of the awards and in the new product showcase. And, of course, best freshwater rod was G. Loomis for the E6X bass rod. And best reel was that Stratic C3000 HGK. And what a neat reel that is.
I didn't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat reel and just a phenomenal spinning reel that you can use in both fresh and saltwater reel. A little smaller design. You probably wouldn't want to throw it at a 100-pound bluefin, but it is certainly something that you could use for inshore as well as freshwater and offshore, offshore fishing there. So Shimano, once again, cleaned up at the new product showcase and as they do with all their equipment year after year. So congratulations to our great people at Shimano.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. Phones are literally getting packed up. This is very, very cool. Like I said, I love hearing different info, and that's exactly what today's all about. I love it.
Very, very different info. And I'll talk about the ICAST convention and my trip to Florida. I started out, posted some photos on Facebook. I went down there with my brother-in-law, John Textoris, from Cleveland. Has a boat. It's pretty. Florida's amazing.
Right?
Southern Florida is amazing because everybody has a center console.
Okay.
I mean, they're everywhere. Yamaha boards all over the place. And he has his 23 Seacraft with a 250 Yamaha four-stroke in a. He's got a boat condo in Marathon, Florida.
Where it's a boat condo.
He bought this spot in a. It's a, like a big structure.
Okay.
And they stack them three high. They have this giant forklift. They forklift the boats out and then put them inside and store them. And when you want to go fishing or diving, you just call them up. They launch the boat for you and you're gone. Boat's taken care of. You can store all your stuff inside. So
really,
you know, so he owns that spot in this thing, and then you can rent them too, but he owns it, and then he pays a small monthly maintenance fee and stuff like that. So it's always there when he wants to go.
And the boat's covered in inside storage. Not getting sun beat down on it.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it's really, and there's hundreds of them throughout the Keys,
okay,
throughout Southern Florida. So we went down the Marathon and we went diving, and one of the best fish I've ever eaten is a hogfish.
Okay.
And they don't eat. They you can't really catch them on rod and reel, although Mark Mills was telling me yesterday about catching them on shrimp in Louisiana and stuff like that, big ones. But we were shooting these 12 to 15-inch hogfish with a spear gun using scuba. And then we took them to this restaurant in Isla Mirada, and they cooked them for us. I'm telling you.
Really?
It's like it's a snapper.
Okay.
But it's like the best snapper I've ever eaten in my life. It's amazing.
That is so rad.
Yeah, so good. But anyway, the diving there is beautiful. It's such a diving and fishing culture. I mean, there's hundreds of boats out, and the water's clear. The water's 88 degrees. You jump in with basically just a T-shirt on, and we were diving as deep as 110 feet, and it was pretty awesome. It was an awesome experience. And now, without hearing all these stories about guys spearfishing these big bluefin, I want
to
get my...
You ready to go do it?
Yeah, set up and try that out.
Yeah.
Spearfishing is cool.
No,
actually,
doubt.
On Let's Talk Hookup here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have some spearfishing experts in the studio here to talk about local spearfishing. So that's going to be really cool. So anyway, so then we drove back up to Orlando from Marathon. Had a great time in Marathon, and thanks to my brother-in-law and his son, Trip, was worth us. And we were diving and just and we had
cool.
a house. We had a house on the water, and we pulled the boat right up to the house.
Oh, dude,
and
no
they have, and there's hundreds of these houses throughout Southern Florida where you just like you have your own dock right in front of the
how
house.
How cool
you load
is
it up,
that,
yeah,
dude? How cool
it's
is that?
Very nice. And then so we went up to Orlando and saw all the guys at Orlando and saw the new product and all the great product there. And it's kind of like a homecoming of all the people in the tackle industry and see a lot of our friends and stuff like that. And it was just a super successful show. I mean, attendees from all over the world and just product everywhere. And everybody really buzzed about Southern California fishing, which is really kind of exciting. You know, every time I go, I'm like, wow, you guys are going to be having a good year back there.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, we are. So really a great show, and really great to attend and see all the buzz about fishing and fishing tackle and all the manufacturers back there just showing their wares. Hobie Kayaks had a limited edition. I saw the Sea Samurai there. Kevin Akata, and showing me the limited edition Hobie Outback kayak that they were. They only made like 500 of them, so, and they were on display there at ICAST, and had a meeting with some of the other people there. Saw John from Gamakatsu. He was showing off some new hooks that they have, and talking about hooking big fish on Gamakatsu hooks, and saw the people from Seaguar, and and then, of course, a lot of the tackle store guys, like Doug Kern,
sure,
was there. Didn't see Doug because the thing's so huge, you can't, like, you don't run into people. But you know he was there,
yeah, right,
checking out, like a lot of the guys from Southern California. But great experience at ICAST and in Southern Florida there this week. And now back to real life here in Southern California.
Well, welcome,
which is pretty darn good.
Welcome back. They're biting.
Yeah, they're biting. It's time to go fishing.
Totally.
Yeah. And speaking of biting, let's find out what's biting there in Baja.
You got it, man. Well, it's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored, speaking of, by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. And the thing that I like so much about that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is the wire gauge. It's just the right size. There are other designer hooks out there that are just, they're too big, you know, and it weighs your bait down and it blows the hook out when you're trying to pin a bait through the collar or something like that. And that Gamakatsu is very, very strong gauge wire, but it's thinner and your bait swims better. It's just, it's like you said, Pete, it's the right hook, and you can get that Gamakatsu. It is. It's the right one. I really like that, especially for what's going on right now when you could be making a cast and hooking a 30-pound bluefin, and literally on your next bait, you could be hooking a 130-pound bluefin.
Right.
And that's what's going on, and it's important to have the right hook, and that hook is that Nautilus Circle hook, and you can get it at your favorite tackle store.
And John told me they're now selling online. If your favorite tackle store does not carry Gamakatsu, you can buy it right at gamakatsu.com.
There you go. Hey, when we're going to go into the Catch Report now and talk to the man. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
This is Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
Yeah, sounds like you had some fun at that ICAST show.
Yeah, it was good times. And good times in down in Marathon 2 diving. That was kind of a different kind of thing, watching people fishing while we were jumping in the water and shooting them.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, you're going to have to take me to one of those ICAST shows. You know, Poppy here could stand to use a little.
You need to see this, Cass. Yeah, you need to see that. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I was going to say. But anyway, Pete. Hey, things are starting to look up pretty good in inside that Sea of Cortez up around Punta Gordo there, up at the Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, Vinorama. Looks like the tuna are finally starting to come in. Not a lot of big ones, but they're getting a lot of football-sized tuna and occasional 40, 50-pounder. So that's looking really good that the tuna is finally moving in. They're also doing well on striped marlin, of course, have been steady there since early May, and, East Cape boats, La Paz area boats down to Cabo, hitting the striped marlin there pretty well. Most of them averaging about one striped marlin per boat per day, which is a pretty good average on billfish. And Dorado still haven't come in big numbers. It seems like they've kind of scattered now. So they're really scratching on the Dorado, 20-pounders, maybe the biggest, nothing really big after that. This is a normal time of year when those little guys start coming in big-time numbers. You know, you start getting a lot of 5- to 15-pound Dorado. But those haven't arrived yet. But it looks like the tuna action has finally kicked off there, which I've been waiting for it to start the last few weeks, and it looks like it's finally taken hold. And I think once that goes off, then you'll see a good wahoo bite start to commence also. But, those wahoo were really, really good this winter, which really surprised me that they were catching that many wahoo during the wintertime and that early spring, but that seems to have tapered off. But they'll come back into the area here as we get into August and September, October, and then, of course, the fall months of November, December is usually really good wahoo there in that San Jose del Cabo area and those same particular banks that I mentioned earlier. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I'm heading for Alaska on Monday and going up to Kenai for the first time and give that a try, see what's going on up there. We're going to be targeting those sockeye salmon, and then we got a couple of days of halibut charter scheduled for the final 2 days. So I'll try to give you guys a call from the Kenai, let you know what's going on up there. I should have reception, and I'll be calling you guys next Saturday. Anybody who wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, of course, we get into Brazil for those peacock bass and our fabulous Christmas Island trip. Give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Fabulous, Castman. Now, we have Bob here with the travel insurance. He's a perfect candidate. You're a perfect candidate for hooking up with Bob.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, travel insurance, it's almost a must nowadays.
Yes.
Everything that goes on in the industry and, you know, with the airlines and so forth and so forth, you know, it's just a matter of time. And I'm starting to buy a little bit more, I think, as I age.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the feeling, Gasman. I know the feeling. Well, we'll hook you up with Bob and get you set up there.
Yeah, perfect.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Gas. Thanks a lot. Have a safe trip to Alaska, and we'll talk to you hopefully from the Kenai next week.
You will. Take care.
Thanks very much.
All right, well, hey, let's jump right into the phones because I know they're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Bob. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from out in Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is perfect timing. Bob, I'm going down with three of my best friends down to East Cape Baja, and we're kind of putting together a package. It's not through an agency. But we're renting a house. We're going to spend 2 days fishing in Jenrin. We've got the airfare down there, and we're renting a car. How do I put together an insurance package to cover us?
Well, if you went to safariglobaltravel.com, what I would click on is the 100% trip cancellation insurance. And just to give you a short list on what's covered, it'll cover your airfare, hotel costs, any other costs associated with your trip. And the pricing sheet is right there. You can look at your age and the cost of the trip. You know immediately what it's going to cost. One thing I would recommend, when you look down at the bottom of that page, the pricing page, it shows emergency medical evacuation upgrade. It's only like $5 or $6, but it's huge. And I've talked to Travel Guard, like, hey, why don't you just include it with a policy? But they don't. But here's what it does. Instead of flying you to the nearest hospital, it'll fly you back to your home hospital. So that's probably the best $5 or $6 you'll spend.
Yeah, no kidding.
So let me ask you this. He had a lot of different aspects to his trip. He's chartering the boat from Jenrin Sport Fishing, which is one group. He's staying in a hotel, which is another group. He's flying on an airline, which is another group. You buy that insurance that covers all of those entities?
Yeah, you buy the insurance that covers the total cost of
everything. Even though they're booked in three different places.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. And it's one policy.
One policy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so that policy now, just you get the 100% trip cancellation. It covers you for up to 30 days. So when you buy that, whether you're making a 7-day trip or a 30-day trip, you're going to pay the same price. So make sure you're covering your time, if any delays, you know, things like that. So that.
What if you're doing two trips in 30 days? You need two different policies or cover both trips over 30 days?
I would get one policy because it's going to be good for 30 days.
Oh, really? And cover both trips?
And cover both trips.
Wow.
So you're basically just covering yourself for anything that happens in that time window regarding your travel trips.
Right.
Cool.
Very good. And then you said there's also annual policies, too.
Yeah, the annual plans, they're really designed for somebody that makes more than a couple of trips a year because the reimbursement benefit is $1,500. So in the case where, let's say we have a guy that goes, look, I'm going on a $3,000 trip, but I've already got the annual plan that covers $1,500. So, okay, fine. Let's get you just a $1,500 policy because you still haven't used the benefit off of the annual plan yet.
Yeah. And that also covers evac insurance, too.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
That's cool,
right.
That sounds like a good one for us. I really like this.
Yeah, indeed.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
For sure. How do we get a hold of you, Bob?
SafariGlobalTravel.com.
Okay.
And our phone number is on the website as well. We have several different plans from several different companies because not all plans, it's not that Travel Guard is the best one for everybody. As an example, let's say that you had you wanted a cancel for any reason policy. You can cancel up to 48 hours before you make your trip and get your money back. But if we do that with the Travel Guard, you only get 50% of your money back. If we go through HTH Worldwide, their policy is 75% of your money back. So it really depends on what you're doing. And the HTH Worldwide is really for international travel only. whereas the travel guard is good for both USA and international travel once you're 100 miles from home. So there's big differences in these plans.
So if we call your office, are we going to talk to you?
Yeah, either me or Christy. Okay. Yeah, 619-460-5615.
All right.
And there again, that's why you're doing this through a guy like Bob. Just like you said, you could go directly to whatever insurance company, but they're going to sell you the policy that makes sense for them to sell you. It costs no more money to get it through you, and you're going to be able to take a guy's individual trip and say, well, that's not what you want. You want to go over here because you're going to this place and you're doing this and that, and it's going to cost you less money, better coverage with this. And that's
exactly. And I'll give you a good example. Remember, now on the Travel Guard plan, you got to be 100 miles from home before any of the coverages kick in. But let's say we got a guy here in San Diego. As a matter of fact, I have several guys here in San Diego, Safari Club guys. They go to Mexicali. They do pheasant and dove hunting. Well, they're not going to be 100 miles from home if they're in San Diego. You can be at the border in 15 miles from San Diego.
Sure.
So in that case, we want a GeoBlue plan because that one goes into effect as soon as you cross the border. We have no 100-mile limit.
Right.
So that would be the best plan in that particular case.
Sure.
Now, if a guy's coming from L.A., he's going to be over 100 miles away anyway.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Got you covered.
There you go.
Hey, all right, let's head to thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that, Don. Let's head to Alaska, Katmai Lodge. Jeff Topp is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you doing, Pete?
Hey, we're doing terrific. And how's the fishing this week at Katmai?
This is really good. Chums are here. They're everywhere. We're killing them.
Wow.
Great week. Lots of good fishing, lots of good clients.
Wow, fantastic. So chum salmon have now added in the mix in addition to the sockeye?
Yeah, we have the sockeye going, we have the kings going, and now the chums came in this week, and, you know, there's fish jumping everywhere.
Wow.
How cool.
Pretty amazing. So the bears must be in full force in the river, huh?
There's been more and more every day, you know. We're seeing them, you know, walking the riverbanks looking for the fish and watching them catch them, and pretty neat time to be here.
Yeah. And you have, how big is the boat fleet at Katmai? You look at the brochure, you have a lot of Yamaha-powered jet outboard boats that you offer and take run people up on the river, right?
Yeah, we have for going up river, we have our jet powered river boats, and a half a dozen or so of them, and all of our guys all have their own prop boat, you know, so our clients don't have to move their gear from boat to boat every day and shuffle it around at all.
Wow, fantastic! And again, a remote location, but you guys now offer, which is different than it used to be now with the new owner, is you'll package the flight from Anchorage right into the lodge, right into their package when they come and stay at Katmai, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing. We've got a charter company that takes you right from the Anchorage airport and flies you right into our airstrip here right at the lodge. So you get in here on a Saturday about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you're fishing before noon.
Yeah,
that's pretty
so cool,
unique because a lot of lodges up here don't fish the day you get there.
Yeah.
And we got you fishing hopefully by noon if all goes well.
Yeah, literally on the banks of the Alagnok River. Well, somebody wants to come up there and take advantage of it. You said there last week there were a few spots left in July, August. Very, very short season at Katmai. But if you want to take an opportunity this year or next year, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, just go to katmai.com or email us at info@katmai.com. We had another cool thing happen this week I want to tell you about real quick, Pete, before we go. We had Sean Adams, a Marine veteran, and his girlfriend Callie come up. He was wounded in action in Afghanistan, and my buddy and good guide up here, Nat, he put this deal together, and with Robert helping us out, came up and had three great days of fishing with us. You know, he started his own kind of foundation at the Wounded Warrior Garage. It's a nonprofit deal, and we got together with him and his deal, and he came up and I had a fantastic week with him. It was an absolute blast.
Wow, what a neat deal to take care of one of our wounded warriors. And you have pictures up at katmai.com of that adventure, right?
Yeah, there and on our Facebook page as well. It was really a cool thing. It went really smooth with them. We're certainly interested, and we're going to do a little bit more of that as time goes on.
Good for you guys. Well, that's fantastic. Well, if you want to get a hold of him and go fishing with Jeff up there in one of the most amazing places I certainly have ever been, Katmai Lodge, 800-330-0326. You can link it through the Let's Talk Hookup website on our links page, hookup1090.com, or go to katmai.com. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Pete. Thank you.
All right. Let's head down south. Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Are they biting? Actually, isn't today the Dorado Shootout?
Today is the Dorado Shootout.
Cool.
And, East Cape kind of dodged a bullet. We had Hurricane Dolores, which was never really a threat, but it did stir things up for a couple of days. But it's like a pond out there today. So, yeah. I'm on the beach today. I watched the shotgun start, watched the 100-and-some boats take off all at once. A lot of excitement. Promises to be a great tournament, man. I think that it's going to be good.
Of course, the Van Wormers Resorts at Palmas de Cortez, the home base for the Dorado Shootout. So they had over 100 boats in the tournament, huh?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Yes, they do. It remains to be seen. Gen Ren 3 and Vaquera are both out there, so I hope we can pull a Dorado out of our hat. There's also a good prize for, I think it's a new Yamaha 150 four-stroke motor for the biggest Wahoo, so that's not a bad prize either.
Jeez, yeah, and
wow.
Then a car for the biggest Dorado, right?
Yeah, big Toyota truck, pickup truck.
Wow, pretty fantastic. Well, that's pretty neat deal, and glad to hear that both Gen Ren boats are fishing in the tournament. What are you doing on the beach?
I had a client that came down every year for the last, since I can remember, to fish the Dorado Shootout. He always comes in March for a few days, love the East Cape, always fish the Dorado Shootout, had a standing reservation every year, came in November and Thanksgiving, that was his birthday time. Well, he passed away.
Oh.
And in reverence for him, I'm kind of taking the day off today.
Taking the day off. Yeah, well, sorry to hear about
that. Nice to honor him that
friend.
Way.
Yeah, really nice honor.
I can tell you, the fishing has gone off the chart. If anybody has a blue marlin on their bucket list, it's the best blue marlin fishing here that we've had in more than 10 years.
Wow. Are you kidding? Really?
We've already caught more blues this year than we caught the last 2 years compared.
Whoa.
Combined.
That's
we got. Let me tell you how hot the blue marlin fishing is. We were fishing Wahoo the other day with marauders. We caught a blue marlin on a marauder.
Oh my!
No way!
Oh
no
my.
Way!
Nice, Mark. And this bodes pretty well for our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, which is in early October. If it's this good now for blues, can you imagine how good it's going to be in October?
Oh, it's going to be outstanding. The sailfish have showed up. Dorado are still a little sketchy, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens today. But we're having an outstanding wahoo fishing as well, and a lot of football tunas.
Like we did last year.
So
phenomenal
cool.
Phenomenal wahoo fishing. And am I right, for our Let's Talk Hookup trip in October, you still have one of the Gen Ren boats available?
I believe I do have one boat.
Yeah. Wow. October 8th through 12th, you want to join us, book Gen Ren, book Palmas, and come on down, go fishing with us.
It'll be a fun time for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for the report on the Dorado Shootout, and we'll see what happens today, right? How big? What's your prediction?
Somebody will catch a nice fish. I'll bet it'll take more than 40 pounds to win.
Wow. All right. Well, if you want to go on Gen Ren, how do we get a hold of you?
TeamGenRen.com is our website, or you can call me on my U.S. cell phone at 310-308-5841.
All right. Thanks, Mark Rayer, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Hey, good luck on the tournament today.
Hey, thanks, guys. This is an interesting show for me also with the travel insurance. I wish that I was able to buy it for my clients last year when they closed the airport for 3 weeks.
Yeah, oh,
there you go.
Hey, yeah, that's a good point there, Mark. That's very good. All right, well, glad you're listening. You're listening on the Mighty 1090 app in Los Barriles, Baja California Sur, right?
That's correct.
Okay, very good.
See you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that call. Speaking of which, while we're talking about that, and Mark is part of many, many thousands of people that do listen to us streaming online, either live or through our archives, we archive everything, thanks to Adam, our guy here at the Mighty 1090, on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can link that right through the top right corner. Click on the red YouTube link, and it takes you right to all previous shows over the last couple months that we archive right there. You can listen again. You can listen for the first time, and it streams right there. Or you can listen live on that Mighty 1090 app. You just go to the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. You click on the Mighty 1090 logo there, and it'll take you right to being able to listen live. And many, many thousands of people are either streaming it or listening to us live, and it's kind of a really nice deal there.
And it's so easy.
Yeah,
I know that's how Dad listens. listens to the show every weekend. Yeah. She just pulls out the phone and put one button and boom, you're on it.
Yeah, well, last week when I had to leave early to go to Orlando, I was listening on my phone when I was at the airport.
That's cool.
So you did a great job,
hey,
by
thanks,
the way,
buddy. Thank you.
With the guys from Dana Wharf.
Yeah, we had fun. That was an easy show with a couple of good buddies. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones because they're packed up. How about we talk to Mike, who's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got a question for Bob. I have a lot of fishing tackle and rods and reels, and they're all the high-dollar stuff, and I just redid my insurance, but I still don't feel comfortable with the homeowner's policy trying to cover every little lure and hook and all that stuff. Do you guys have something where I can possibly photograph or something, bring my all my tackle and stuff like that? I got bags and boxes full of stuff that's still in the wrappers and whatnot, but I want to get a separate policy, you know, so if the house ever did burn down.
Yeah, well, to answer your question, your homeowner's policy does cover your equipment. Now, there's going to be some limitations if you go out of the country with it, like let's say you're down in Mexico fishing, and you've brought 10 rods and reels that are worth $10,000. So you should check with your agent, or you can call our office, and we can give you a quote as well. But one thing you can do is you can schedule your fishing equipment on your policy. That makes it have a zero deductible. So that way, if you have a loss, everything's covered at 100%, and it covers whether it's fire, theft, vandalism, you drop it and break it. Once you schedule something, it makes a big difference. So
that
would be right.
What if a big fish yanks it out of your hand?
Well, you know, and I thought about that this morning coming down here because that happened to Carl Burns when I was on a fishing trip with him. He was Mr. Soft Steel at the time.
I've
I think Tony Garza's doing it now. But, yeah, I saw an Accurate with a custom rod worth about $2,500 fly right out of his hands because he had just hooked up a nice slimy mackerel and couldn't hang on to it.
No.
Yeah, and that
I'm going to have to read the policy on, okay, you lost it to a fish. It didn't get stolen, but kind of it did.
Yeah, exactly. But kind of maybe. Anyway, Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump back into the phones, and this time we talk to Adam. And Adam's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Hi, Adam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, you guys.
Hi,
I am getting ready to go on a day and a half trip, leaving this afternoon, and I don't have any of the new jigs yet. And when the things slow down, I like to go up to the bow and start throwing iron or whatever. But I'm curious about the flat fall and some of these new jigs. If you were going to, you know, go up to the bow and start throwing some, what's the new jigs that you would get that you would throw off the front, off the bow?
Well, if you could get your hands on one, for sure, the hottest jig around right now is that Shimano flat fall. The Shimano flat fall, it's in the line of their butterfly jigs, and it's just a very good jig for this local tuna fishing, whether it be that yellowfin or bluefin. One of the beauties of it is it comes rigged out of the package. You don't need to buy any split rings or hooks to attach to it. And really, you don't need to learn any special technique. 90% of the bites come while the lure is falling. So that would be the first thing I would try to get a hold of. But I'll be
what
honest
about
with
a
you.
Colt Sniper?
That would be number two for sure. Yeah.
What size is a Colt Sniper?
I like the 80 or 100 gram, which would be the heaviest or the next size down. The 80 is my favorite. It's easy to cast. It's about the same size that small bait that most of that fish is feeding on offshore. You can fire it along ways. It's got it's similar to other baits that are out there, but it's got very good finish and look to it, but more importantly, it's got good hardware.
Yeah.
A lot of that dart style jigs that exist by other manufacturers, they all work, but most of those were designed to catch salmon and rockfish, and the hooks and split rings that come on them are not appropriate for catching a 50-pound tuna. And the thing that I like about that Colt Sniper is they use very good split rings and very good hooks, so right out of the package, it fishes perfect.
Yeah. And the other thing I learned yesterday in the Shimano booth that I cast, talking to Joe, I always thought when we were talking about flat falls that 160, 130, those were grams. Well, that's a lot of weight. It's actually it's millimeters or centimeters, right? It's the length of the jig. Is that correct?
That would be I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I always assumed it was grams too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that it is, but maybe I'm wrong too. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, you know,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming for you, including checking in with the Catch Report, all kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedro's Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new three-bedroom, two-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home, yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedro's Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedro's Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedro's Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedro's Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedro's Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season, so why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, the newest addition to their family. The 65-foot Commander is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley, perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau, with several new products designed just for anglers. Check out the new H2O soft tackle system, now available in 3 sizes, complete with Tufftainers, the finest plastic tackle storage containers with Z-Rust, which has proven to be the best protection against rust and corrosion. Flambeau Tackle System's new AZ tackle system has flexible designs to match your type of fishing, and for travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Flambeau, available at Turner's Outdoors, Sport Chalet, and other fine tackle retailers.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever. Which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.